This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. One person, one vote. That is the premise, and it is the bedrock of our democracy. But it doesn't always play out like that. That's what three friends and voter protection volunteers observed when they traveled to Fayetteville to answer questions and solve voters' problems during the 2016 election. What they saw was confusion about voter ID laws and frustration from people who'd been bounced from polling station to polling station. Laverne Berry was one of the volunteers who came to North Carolina. She's profiled in a documentary called Capturing the Flag. She also co-produced the film, and she joins us now. Welcome, Laverne.
Hello.
Good to have you. Elizabeth Hemmerdinger is also a producer of this documentary, and she joins us. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. And the film is directed by Anne DeMare, and she is also on The State of Things. Anne, welcome.
Thank you.
Laverne, let me start with you. You have been involved in voter protection work for several elections. What is it that you do? How would you describe your work?
What I do is, before the election, I study the law of the state that I'm going to. And in 2008 and in 2016, it was North Carolina. And I study the law, try to figure out and anticipate, along with people who are teaching me the law, what might be some of the problems. And then during early voting and election day, I stand outside of polling places and actually try to help right on the spot people who are trying to vote but don't have the ability to make that happen at that time.
And we should point out that early voting got underway today in North Carolina, and in this state you can both register and vote on the same day. So if you're not registered yet, you can still go to the polls, register and vote starting today. Elizabeth, talk about the film and who you profiled in this documentary. What did you set out to do?
Well, Laverne is also my entertainment attorney, and she admonished me before the 2016 election to be done. She needed to clear her calendar for the work she'd be doing in North Carolina. And a light bulb went off. I thought, oh, a charismatic character in a dramatic situation. And so we also knew Steve from working with Laverne on other things. And when we heard that it was going to be Laverne and Steve, we thought we had Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Steve Miller.
And,
talk just a little bit about him since you raised his name. Steve Miller.
Laverne and Steve have known each other for a very long time, from when they worked in public television. And he's, again, a charismatic character with a wonderful backstory. And they are dear friends who work together continuously, on and off, but continuously for years.
And talk about your reasons for making this film and why North Carolina?
The why North Carolina piece of the story is because that's where Steve and Laverne decided that they could be most useful. So I really let them lead me there. But the original impulse for me with the film came from a real frustration with the sort of top-down way we talk about politics in this country, and particularly the diminishment of the role of citizen. I felt like there was nothing that really was talking about what it felt like to be a citizen in that really contentious build-up to the 2016 presidential election. And so here were everyday citizens who were taking control of the situation in a way and saying, we care about democracy, we care about the right to vote. This is what we're doing to contribute to the process, and I found it really inspiring. The resulting film, which talks a great deal about voter suppression in North Carolina, really came out of what we found on the ground. But initially, the impulse was to do a film that talked about civic engagement and how do you participate in democracy.
Laverne, let me ask you why you chose North Carolina.
Well, we chose North Carolina because we sat at Steve's kitchen table and looked at the various states across the United States where we knew that there were issues around voter suppression. And we weighed the different factors, like could we get there easily? Would it make sense to do things on the ground? is it the kind of issue that actually happens with individual voters? And we found that North Carolina had the most of the things that we thought that we really could do. We weren't going to be doing legislation. We weren't going to be talking about making new laws. We were really going to be being on the ground. And we thought that we could do the most being on the ground in North Carolina. And so that's why we came.
And even before you got there, as you say, you did some research. You looked at the laws. You looked at the landscape, both political and legal. And here's a clip from the film of one of the three of you who actually went in as volunteers, Claire Wright, who is featured in this film, talking as she heads to North Carolina.
It was very powerful for me that I received this invitation from Steve and Laverne.
Didn't we take one of those?
It seemed like a very concrete thing to do voter protection work and to try and help make the one person, one vote mean something. I've never participated in a U.S. election. I've never been to North Carolina. I feel a little bit like I'm stepping off a cliff. People on the ground are already reporting suppression of the vote and black people and poor people being prevented from voting.
That's a clip from the documentary Capturing the Flag. My guests are director Anne DeMare, producer Elizabeth Hemmerdinger, and lawyer and voter rights volunteer Laverne Barry. The film is screening on Thursday, October 18th at the Full Frame Theater at the American Tobacco Campus in downtown Durham. Laverne, let me ask you, what did you find then? What we talked about, you looked at the law, and there's Claire talking about stepping off a cliff, anticipate already hearing about voter suppression. What was it that you anticipated, given what you had already seen and what you knew about North Carolina in terms of voter suppression?
Well, for example, we decided to go to Fayetteville because in Fayetteville, we knew that there had been a issue with purging of voters. They had a situation where pieces of mail were sent to street addresses of voters, even though these voters were known to have post office boxes rather than street addresses. And so when the mail came back undeliverable, even though these were registered voters that had voted, they were purged from the rolls. So we knew that that had happened, and we knew that they were going to be able to at least vote by provisional ballot, but maybe vote by regular ballot, pending a lawsuit. That lawsuit got decided the Friday before Election Day. So it was going on during early voting, and there was confusion about what to do during early voting. And then there was issues about what to do after the lawsuit said that, yes, all of those people needed to be put back on the rolls. So we were there to try and work through that problem, as well as others. But that was a very specific thing that we knew about. We knew it was happening in Cumberland County. And so we knew that we could be there and help people while they were trying to navigate that.
And that was one of the many issues that caused people that became barriers for voting and, in effect, suppressed the vote, which has been going on for a few years here in North Carolina. And you have an example of that. Again, this is Claire Wright trying to assist a voter who's been given the runaround, basically not going to be able to exercise her franchise. Let's listen.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did everything go okay? Were you able to vote in there? Was there a problem?
No, they sent me from the one on Cliffdale over here. Now I got to go over there. I don't know where I'm going,
but I got
to get back to work.
Oh, would you mind? Because I'm a voter protection volunteer, and we're just following up with people who are having problems voting. Are you going to be able to come back and vote later?
I'm getting ready to go over there, and if they tell me I'm in the wrong district again, then I just quit.
That's a clip from the documentary Capturing the Flag. My guests are director Anne DeMare, producer Elizabeth Hemmerdinger, and lawyer and voter rights volunteer Laverne Barry. The film is screening Thursday, October 18th at the Full Frame Theater at the American Tobacco Campus in downtown Durham. Of course, we've got information at our website, stateofthings.org. Laverne, let me ask you, how often did this kind of thing happen?
It happened more than you would like. There that happened, the particular thing that I talked about with the purged voters. But there are lots of different ways that the vote gets suppressed. And everybody thinks that suppression of the vote is one thing, but it's not one thing. It's a combination of things like the purging. It's people not really being registered correctly at the DMV. It's getting notices that send you to the wrong polling place, like you see with the person who came up with Claire. It's many, many, many little things. And what we've learned from some of the research is that when people show up to be able to vote and they can't vote, they think that they've done something wrong. They think it's their problem. They don't think that it's systematic in any way. And so being able to stand outside of a poll and say to someone, we have a solution for that, or I'll find out how to help you with that, is really, really important, because it takes it from being only their problem to being a joint problem, and you get to help someone.
Anne DeMare is the director of this film. This poses, it seems to me, a creative challenge if you try to make a film. You're talking about the systemic wrongdoing that we have in our electoral process here in the state of North Carolina. You got a film to make. How did you approach that as a filmmaker?
It was really challenging in a lot of ways. I mean, on the ground the day of, the whole crew, we were really torn, because in one way we wanted to capture conflict and we wanted to capture what was going on, but we also wanted everything to go smoothly for the voters. So it was sort of an interesting position to be in. And the problem with modern day voter suppression is that it is so insidious. It is so hard to put your finger on, you know. And I think creatively, the way we dealt with it in the film is sort of, as the day moves on along the day, you see people having these problems. You see people in the wrong place. You see people whose registration has been not processed by the Department of Motor Vehicles. You see people where you're not quite exactly sure what's happened. You just understand that they're not, that they voted in the primary or they voted very recently, and all of a sudden they're not there. And what happens at the end of the night is that we go with Laverne to another polling station where they've been having a lot of problems, and we get to statistic that night about how many people showed up and how many people actually got to vote, and it's a staggering statistic. And you suddenly understand that all of these small little incidents that you've been seeing all across the day really add up, and you see the breadth of the kind of voter suppression that we have, and it's really challenging. But I also have to say that the film was very consciously, I wanted to make a film that was not sensationalistic, a film that really talked about human emotions, that talked about people helping people, you know, which is difficult to do in the modern sort of political climate.
Well, Laverne, tell us what happened. That was the Cliffdale Recreation Center, I think, that Anne is referring to, that you ended up. Tell us what you found there and give us that statistic.
Well, again, there's lots of different reasons for this. There's not one reason. Cliffdale is really near a military base, so there's some issues with that. There was the purging. There was the being moved around to various different locations. There was the issue that came because there had been a hurricane and flooding before. But at the end of the night at Cliffdale, 1,200 people, more than 1,200 people, had shown up to try and vote, and only 598 got to be able to vote.
Tell me that again.
Over 1,200 people showed up, and only 598 were able to vote.
Somewhat less than half actually exercised the franchise, even though those people were there. And I understand that in Cumberland County, because one of the things that you hear when in this voter suppression argument is that, look, people aren't suppressed. They can vote provisionally, and then their vote may count anyway. But in Cumberland County, only one-third of the provisional ballots ended up counting, right?
That's correct.
Elizabeth, let me ask you a question about these issues and how much you knew about this going into the film and what you learned coming out of it.
I think the thing I learned coming out of it that's I'm wrestling and grappling with every day is how few other people knew that the problem exists. going into it, I knew it was a problem. Coming out of it, I personally was aghast at that particular number and at the insidious nature of what was going on and the human comedy involved in who gets to choose, who gets to vote.
And, Mayor, tell us about, because I know you've been having conversations about this film. What have you been hearing as you take this film around, and what do you hope people come away with when they see this film?
Well, you know, it's an interesting process traveling with the film because it's both incredibly hopeful and also really difficult. In general, people are surprised and appalled by the kinds of voter suppression that are going on. It's not something that people really understand and know about, at least not on a large-scale level. What's inspiring is to hear people talk about their own activism and what they want to do and how important the process is to them. There's a huge sort of groundswell right now of people really caring about democracy, understanding that a lot of our democratic institutions are in danger right now. And voting is sort of the big mother issue of them all. It's sort of if we can fix this, we can fix other things. But if we can't fix this, how do we move forward as a democracy? And so what I really hope coming out of the film is that people are more inspired to understand both the value of the vote and the historical value of the vote, but the value of the vote right now for all of us, that we need to participate. So often you hear people say that their vote doesn't count, and it's sort of this mythology that's been perpetuated. But you look at some of the elections that have happened over the last couple of years, especially some of the special elections, and you have major elections being decided by a handful of votes. There was a House case in Virginia where they actually had to toss a coin, and it was potentially going to shift the balance of the state legislature in Virginia. So for people to understand that voting is not only a right and a duty, it's a privilege, and that it does have power, that right. When the people speak, it matters.
And I'm going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much. Yeah. Capturing the Flag is the film. Anne DeMare is the director. Also spoke with Laverne Berry and Elizabeth Hemmerdinger, who produced the film. And the film screens at the Full Frame Theater on October 18th. Thanks for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.